Hi, my name is Abiola Wealth. Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Formula Podcast, and welcome to a new week. My prayer for you this week is that God grants you the wisdom to maximize the power of yes and no to grow financially this year. You will know when to say yes or no to your desire and people's desire from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we continue our teaching series captioned Unlocking the Proverbs of Money, and we are still looking at the proverb, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and troubles therein." And our focus is contentment. And I want to let you know today again that contentment is the strength behind financial goals accomplishment. So many people set financial goals, but few execute them due to lack of contentment. Contentment helps to delay gratification and financial level per time. The story of Jessica, a 27-year-old lady, shed small light on this. Listening to what she said, "I truly felt financially free when I logged into my bank account a few weeks ago and saw $100,000 of exclusively hard-earned savings. In 6 years working in New York City, I went from making $6 an hour at my first advertising internship to over six figures in my current role. I have humble roots. I grew up in a small one spotlight town in South Carolina. So just making it to the bright lights of the big city is a huge accomplishment. To meet my savings goal, I set a very detailed budget with limits for everything from groceries to entertainment. I also follow the 24-hour rule when shopping. I wait to see if I'm still thinking about an item the next day before making a purchase. And while you can easily drop $100 per person at dinner in New York, with a little more effort, you can find a hidden gem and only spend $20 per person. Now that I've personally hit the $100,000 milestone, I need to start investing. Those savings could go to better use than just earning 0.99% in a bank account." This is Jessica's story, and we continue from here in our next episode. God bless you. Stay connected.